Hello and welcome to today's edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and thanks for joining us today, and congratulations for taking a step toward marketing your business. Today's topic is the 8 answers you need for your marketing plan. And actually, I'm going to give you a series of questions that you need to answer so that you can get started writing your marketing plan. And if you're driving or running, don't worry. You can download this off my website at alignedperformance.com. So let's get started. And there's 8 questions that we're going to talk about. The first 3 are about you and your product, and the last 5 are about your target audience. So let's talk about the first question, which is why. Why are you providing this work, this product, or this service? And how is it affecting you and your life? And what I have found is that when people share their own personal stories, it really helps the audience to connect to them and the reason that they should too look into their product or service. And also ask, what do you love about this work that you're doing? What do you love about the product? What do you love about the service that you're providing? How are you helping people? And how is it helping you and your own life? So these are really important questions, not just to think about, but to actually put down on paper, because your story is an important part of your marketing. The second question about you and your product is the what. And it's pretty obvious, what are you offering? But I want you to think about all the different ways that your product varies in how you offer it. And it's looking at the features and benefits, and I know you've done this before, but I want you to add another element when you're thinking about features and benefits, and that is the emotion that that feature and that benefit provoke. And I'll give you an example. There was a person giving out samples of yogurt at a store that I was shopping at yesterday, and the sign above the yogurt stand said, "Get your vitality here." And what they were selling was yogurt. So how does that translate into vitality? Well, the product, or the feature of the product, is having good bacteria in it. And the benefit is that, you know, your pipes feel good, your body's working the way it should, and the result of the emotion that you're feeling is vitality by having a tummy that's comfortable and happy. So that's an example of really thinking about not just the benefit of a feature, but the emotion that that feature can provide to your buyer, because that's what you want to include in all of your copy for your product. The next question that we're going to ask ourselves is the how. How is your product or service delivered? Is it in person? Is it a hard copy? Do others help you to deliver the product, or is it all up to you? Can one product be repackaged in many different ways and be repurposed? Is it phased in, or do they get it all at once? And I'll give you an example of one of my services that I offer, which is education. And when I look at how it's delivered, I can take one topic, let's say marketing, and I can produce a podcast, I can produce a teleseminar, I can offer a live workshop, or I can provide a self-study do-it-yourself program. So think of all the different ways that your product or service is delivered. The next 5 questions are all about your target audience. And the first one is simply, who is your target audience? And it seems pretty simple, but here's the trick. You need to get really clear on your specific niche. If you try to be everything to everyone, you end up being nothing to no one. So it's really important to think about who specifically is going to want to invest in your product or service. And identifying your niche is how you get rich. And we'll talk more in other programs about how to find your niche and doing keyword search and looking at your competitors' marketing and how to use that to your advantage. But for today, we're just going to leave it at that. Find your niche and be very specific about your target market. The next question is, how are you going to reach them? And again, it's why it's so important to be really specific, because you want to know what those people are reading, where they're hanging out, how they like to get information. Are they very technical and analytical? Are they very visual and creative? How do you want to present your information so that they will easily take it in and understand it and relate to it? Are they direct and to the point, or are they visionaries? Do they care more about people or tasks? Answer all of these questions before you start writing your copy. The next question to ask yourself about your target audience is, where will they see your message? What are they reading? What industry magazines are there where they might come across an article that you've written or an ad? Who are they meeting with? What groups do they attend? You might want to join some of the industry-specific groups if that's your target market. What online resources do they use? Are they reading online newspapers? Where will your presence intersect with your interest? That's probably the key question, and I'll repeat that. Where will your presence intersect with their interests? And basically, how will they learn about you and your product? The next question is, when? When is the best time to reach your audience? There's been research about when people are online, when Facebook is the busiest, when articles get posted to e-zine. This is really helpful information for some of you. Are they more available during certain parts of the day or the week? Are they really busy? If you're going after multi-level marketers, you might want to be sure you're active online on nights and weekends, because a lot of people have full-time jobs and they're looking at their part-time business information on nights and weekends. Do they attend industry conferences? Should you be there as an attendee or should you be there as a vendor? Is there a seasonal cycle to your business when you should be ramping up during your quiet period and really hitting it hard when things get busy? And the last question is, why? Why should they use your product and do business with you? What specific results and benefits will they get from your product and service? And I would add, not just results and benefits, but the emotion. What emotion will they feel? How will this change their life, their lifestyle, their family? So again, you don't need to worry about writing now. You can download this off of my website at alignedperformance.com. That's A-L-I-G-N-E-D performance. Or you can shoot me an email and I'd be happy to send you a copy. I'm at Laz, L-A-Z, at alignedperformance.com. This has been Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, and good luck with your marketing plan. Talk to you next time.